The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the chen mitzvus esi la'abed zera amalek, shenema timcha zecher amalek. U'mitzvus esi lizkor tomid masov haroim v'arivoso baderech k'dei l'orere voso. Shenema zohar esa sha'osa l'cha amalek. Mipi ha'shmua lomdu zohar b'peh lo tishkach b'leiv So the Rambam says that the deoraisa of Zechiras Amalek is Lizkor Tamid. How does he know that it's Tamid? So maybe like Rashi comments on Zochus Yom HaShabbos the Katcha, the difference between Zochur with the Komatz, Zochur with a Shva, is that Zochur is something which is ongoing. Zochur means a sort of an isolated moment. And Zochur means the literal translation is to be remembering, to have a consciousness of, to always be aware of. And that's what Rashi says by Zochus Yom HaShabbos the Katcha, that even on Yom Rishon v'Shabbos, a person is mindful and conscious of Shabbos, if he finds something appropriate for Shabbos, shatehe mazmino l'Shabbos, etc. So you're talking that the Rambam also, that the Rambam's moko is from the Zochor as opposed to Zochor. I'm not sure if you find that in Hilchos Shabbos, though, in terms of Zochus Yom HaShabbos. Alternately or additionally, maybe the Rambam gets it from the following. That the Ramban also quotes this Drashas Chazal of Yochel Belipcha, Kshu'omel Otishka, Chere Shichacha Saleva, Amura, Hamani, Mekayim Zocha, Shate Shana Beficha. Zocha Bepet, Lotishka Chbalev. And then the Ramban says, Velo Yadati, Mahi Hazchira Hazo Bepet. I mean, Chazal are clearly saying that Zechira Bepet represents something very distinct from avoiding Shichacha Saleva. So clearly it doesn't just mean saying out words. And that's what the Ramban says, Lo Yadati, what do they have in mind? And he goes on to suggest maybe it means to read a Betzibur, and the pshat that he's more inclined to, V'hanochun be'enai, that Zechir B'peh means to transmit to the next generation, that Nesapizel L'boneinu L'dorosainu. You're talking that the Rambam is relating to that same question of what is this Zechira B'peh that Chazal are telling us is so distinct from avoiding Shechach HaSalev? And the Rambam answers as follows. There are lots of things that we haven't forgotten that we're not constantly mindful of or conscious of. If someone asks you what you ate for breakfast this morning, chances are, even though it probably wasn't that memorable, but that you still remember. But it doesn't mean that all day long you've been thinking about those Cheerios, you know, the stomach not. So look, a person can be Mekayim Lo Tishkach, but that doesn't mean that there's a consciousness of it. Oh, so that's what the Zechira B'peh, if something's on the tip of my tongue, if something is always something that I'm talking about, so that means that it's a higher level. It's not only that one is avoiding the Shechacha, but there's a Zechira to me, this, maybe. Either way, however the Rambam arrives at the conclusion, the definition is of the mitzvah is Lizkor Tamid. So let's try, Be'ez Hashem Bli Neder, to discuss the significance of that al darach hagadol in the realm of machshava. That the mitzvah of zechiras mas of haroim is liskor tamid. Zoch eisa she'asa l'cha amalek v'aderech b'tzeisecha min mitzvayim asher kolcha v'aderech. The Torah provides lots of details. The timing, the circumstances. I don't know, if someone tries to kill you, it's enough to mean exactly whether he tried to kill you on Monday or Tuesday. It's not the sphere focuses on what he did. The timing doesn't seem to be so relevant. The circumstances don't seem so relevant. So the Malbim explains, he writes it initially in Parshas B'Shalach and then reproduces it here in Parshas Kisetze as well. Shemilchemes Amolek lohoya lo shum sibo mehasibos shaba'avura yilocha mu'am ba'am mamlocha b'mamlocha. None of the understandable motives or incentives existed for Amalek to wage war against Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes one country wants to, they want to enlarge their own country. They want to become an empire. So they attack another country because they want to conquer the land. It was Baderach B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. We didn't have anything. And the Malbim goes on to explain that's what each of these details, sometimes they're afraid that it's a preemptive strike because they're afraid that this nation is going to attack them. No, it was Baderach B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. You weren't anywhere near Amalek. You weren't threatening them. Or in other words, Amalek's attack was pure evil. Pure evil. There wasn't even, again, there was no self-interest that animated it. It was evil for the sake of evil. And while obviously on the level of halacha, the content of the mitzvah is Zocha Eshe She'asa L'cha Amalek, to remember historically the events that happened. But on another level, mitzvah Zechiras Amalek is to be aware that there's evil in the world. To be aware of Metzias Hara, that there's evil, that there are evil agents in the world, there are evil people in the world, there are evil nations in the world. But let's go a little further. This undeniable reality of evil in the world is difficult to understand philosophically. The Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kulo Tov. Nothing can exist. Everything that exists is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it into existence. So how do we understand the existence of evil. All mitzias derives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only tov. How is there evil in the world? So, this is a question that, you know, harorim romim tzuluyim ba. We'll try to understand a little bit simply, hopefully not overly simplistically. When the Rambam talks about Bechira, how Adam has Bechira, so the Rambam says, Ve'al tisma v'tomar, maybe you'll be confused and you'll say, Heich yiyeh ha'odam osa kol masha yachbot v'yu masav mesurim lo. How is it possible to maintain that we have Bechira? V'chi ye'osa ba'olam dova shelo b'shus kono u'belo cheftza? Can anything happen in the world which doesn't reflect Ritzon Hashem? Isn't that the source of existence? V'hakosuv omer kol asher chafetz Hashem osa b'shamayim uva'oretz. Da, says the Rambam, shehakol b'cheftzo ye'osa, v'af al pi shema'aseinu mesurin lanu. Kate said, Kishem shechofetz hayotze lios ha'esh v'haruach olin l'mayla, v'hamayim v'ha'oretz yordan l'mata, v'hagalgal sovev b'igol, v'chein sh'or b'yos ha'olam lios k'minhogan shechofetz b'el. So just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed, and that rotzon is persists, that the law of gravity says that things should fall down towards the earth, that the planets orbit the sun, and all that exists as it does, and those laws of physics hold firm because that is Ritzon Hashem, right? Kach chafetz hayotzer. Kach chafetz liyos ha'odom reshuso v'yodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills that in his bria, in Hagdam to Perish of Mishnah, as the Rambam would say, at the pinnacle of his bria, should be Adam, who's a Baal Bechira, and whose Bechira is consequential. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills. Meshech Chochma says that that's what it means that we're B'Tzelem Elokim, that we have Bechira, and that our Bechira is consequential. And all that is the betachlis hatov to create such a world, is betachlis hatov. To create a world in which there's a bria of Adam, who's B'Tzelem Elokim, who has bechira, and whose bechira is consequential, whose bechira is impactful. When the Torah mentions Ra, the Torah mentions Ra in conjunction with Bechiras Adam. The Torah tells us that there was Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, and then the Torah follows that up then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzivoy to Adam, ume'etz adas tov v'ra lo sochal mimenu. Ve'ein asad et fanach hayom esachayim esatov esamoviz v'esoro uvachartu v'chayim. The possibility, and then because we misuse, we abuse our bechira, it becomes a reality, but the possibility and subsequent reality of Ra is a corollary to the fact that Adam has Bechira. And that's how it's the Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating Adam as a Baal Bechira, which we distort and abuse, and that's how Ra comes about. That's how Ra exists. At every waking moment of a person's life, he's acting as a Baal Bechira. The Torah says, again, on the level of Agoda, on the level of Machshava, that the mitzvah is Lizkor Tamid Ma'aseh Amalek. A person should know at every moment when he has the privilege and responsibility, two sides of a coin, when he has the privilege and responsibility of exercising Bechira, what's at stake in his exercising the Bechira. A person should remember there's a metzias of Ra in the world, and that metzias of Ra is the result of misdirected bechira, of the wrong bechira. By remembering Ma'aseh Amalek, so a person is reminded that his choices are consequential, that his choices count, and that each one of us individually, and then all of us collectively, are responsible for whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is a world which overflows with Tov, or Rachman Latzlan, the alternative. That's something that we should always be aware of. We should never think that our bechira is mabechach, that it's unimportant, that it's inconsequential. That's something a person has to remember tamid, the potential that exists as we exercise our bechira.